or HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome AF4ET, station from Gray Court. I'm sorry, my ears were working faster than my fingers were, and I did not write down your name or your wife's name. So I have AF4ET and N4UZ from Gray Court. Can you recheck, please, with your name?
Roger. Yeah, her name is Nancy. My name is Mike. Copy.
Mr. Mike, I got that now. Mr. Mike and Ms. Nancy checking in from Gray Court. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next up, I have my friend Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Harry. And then Mr. Gene checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Good to hear you on the radio tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for stations in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control. Lima, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Net Control. Please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan in Greenville. We move tonight. No traffic, no comment, but listen at 73.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net. 73. Thanks for calling the net.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. And 73 to everybody on the net.
4HTP. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI on HT, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I do have a question there for Net Control if she knows. I was told up until about a week or two ago that there was going to be a ham fest up at Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds this time. Well, here a week or two ago, I told you that might not happen. Is it going to happen or not? And if it does this year, when will it be? KI4LZI.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Andy, I'm not sure. That's a good question. So we will, I will recognize these stations for checking in, and then we will ask that of the group. So the question is there a ham fest scheduled for Piedmont sometime coming soon? All right, at this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Next up, I'd like to welcome Juan, checking in from Greenville, WA4KC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Juan. Then I have my friend Larry and his wife Donna, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. Next, I'd like to welcome Dennis, checking in from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Then I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. And then I have Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. I'd like to invite comments about Andy's question, is there a ham fest scheduled for Piedmont coming up soon? So go ahead and check with me and if you have any information about that.
W4DJW.
4DJW, please go ahead.
Good evening, Wendy. While I've got it down, go ahead and check me, and I missed my group. I was a little bit late. Dave, W4DJW, and Greer, negative and negative. They had a vote to the last club meeting. The last club meeting was an on-site meeting, and they had a vote to not cancel it, but to change the date on it. That way we get to keep our deposit for the fairgrounds that are over there in Spartanburg. I think that's the one that you were talking about, Andy. So it's not going to happen in September. It's not going to be canceled either, but it is going to be moved to sometime in spring that doesn't interfere with Shelby and doesn't interfere with the one in Alabama that usually takes traffic away from us. So they're working on putting together a committee to study that, to find out when the best date is. But it hasn't been canceled. It's just been moved to spring. I hope that answers. W4DJW, back to net control.
KN4HTP, thank you for that information, Dave, W4DJW, and I do have you checked in. All right, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, is that enough information to answer your question?
4LZI, in other words, it ain't going to be this year. It'll be back May, probably first Saturday of next year. Is that right, Dave?
Roger, roger. That's, there was a lot of discussion about it, Andy. One of the overriding factors was this new variant of C-19 coming around. And then there were other things as well, people being prepared. And the best thing that everyone thought of was to keep from losing our deposit, we would just move it out. And that they were going to approach the fairgrounds about that possibility, and they don't know the answer to that yet. So that's affirmative, Andy. Effectively, it's been moved to next spring.
Hope that clear, because there's a lot of people that think it's going to happen, and up until a week or two ago, I'd been telling them that it was myself. That's what Nathan had told me back in spring, but I'm glad to know it'll be next year. KI4LCI.
W4DJW, back to net control.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Reach 2-meter net. Thank you for that question and information. All right, we'll go ahead and go back to the check-ins, and we're in the group India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Turn Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyapath, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeyapath, KF4CKT. Thank you for joining us tonight, John. And just want to let everybody know, John, I believe, is the net controller for Monday nights on the Anderson net. So tune in tomorrow night to check in with him at 8:30. All right, we'll move to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo. KO4OLK, Stephen and Pendleton, and I'm negative and positive tonight.
HTP. It's great to hear your voice on the radio again tonight. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM, Walt and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
November Uniform Echo, name is Chad, QTH Campobello. I'll be in and out. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Wendy.
Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, her name is Pam. Hope you're doing well, Wendy. Hope everybody on the net is doing well. Step 3.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile Impels are tonight. 73 to you, Wendy, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative. But I do got a quick question.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Fred, we'll get to your question in just a minute. All right, at this time, I'd like to welcome Stephen, checking in from Pendleton, KO4OLK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Stephen, and I have you down for some comments later. Next up, I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Walt. Then I have Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chad. Then I had a double there, and I got one of the two stations that checked in, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam, and I didn't get your location and the other check-in that was with Miss Pam. And so if you could recheck with me, that would be great.
This is Whiskey 4, Knoxville Echo, Melvin, Hendersonville, and I was bringing along my wife, Pam, KZ4PAM, USF.
Bill from Hendersonville, W4O, and then I didn't get the last two digits.
My name is Melvin, and I'm located in Hendersonville, W4MHE, Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, QSL.
Mr. Mel, I was way off on that one, but that last time you checked in, your signal was much clearer. W4, Mike Hotel Echo. So I think I got that correctly now. Thank you for coming along tonight and checking in and bringing Miss Pam. Please pass our greetings on to Miss Pam. Then I have Mr. Fred checking in, mobile in Pelzer, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, what was your question tonight?
KO4NNH. Just got a quick question. I heard on a previous net that there is a gentleman who can repair radios. I got somebody... I'm trying to get him to get his amateur radio license, but he has a broken radio. Do you have any information on that by chance so I can get in touch with this person?
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't happen to know who that is, but maybe somebody listening in knows. Does anyone know somebody who repairs radios? Can you come on the net with a comment, please?
4HTP, KC4EZN.
Harry, KC4EZN, go ahead with your comment, please.
There is one person up here in the Asheville area, and his call is, I think, is N3CZ, and his name is Vladimir Dmitriev. And I found him, number one, through a couple of other local hams, and then I Googled him and found out that he does have a web page and, you know, advertises his services, and I have used him successfully, one on this radio I'm talking on now, and then I have a Tintec Corsair 2 that had some problems, and he basically fixed it up, and all it took was cleaning the band switch, or did not take any parts. And that band switch is a rather complicated part of that radio. It goes from the front to the back of the radio. Anyway, November 3, Charlie Zulu, I think, was his call. I'll check that out in a minute. If that's not it, I'll come back to you. But anyway, back to net control, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Harry, for that recommendation. Vladimir N3 Charlie Zulu is who Mr. Harry recommends. Is there anyone else with other ideas for radio repair? Please come on the net and make a comment. KN4HTP. Mr. Fred, does that information help you out?
Yes, ma'am, it does. That actually helps me out tremendously. I'm going to forward that information to my buddy so he can get his radio repaired from a former ham. Appreciate it. KO4NH, back to net control.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Fred and Mr. Harry, for those question and answer. All right, we'll go back to the group. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize Joe, who is mobile, KO4PQT. Thank you for joining us tonight, Joe. There was a lot of static on my radio, but I think I got that correctly. If I come back and correct me. Kilo Oscar 4. We'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
HTP. Oscar 4, Romeo, Yankee, Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm in Campobello. And I sure do love it when you call the net, Wendy. Thanks.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I believe I have a correction for the call sign for Joe, who is mobile. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Quebec Victor. So it's that last digit I think is Victor now. So thank you for rechecking with me, Joe, and if I still have it incorrectly, please recheck again. Next, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman. WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. And then I'd like to welcome Miss Anna, checking in from Campobello. KO4RYP. Thanks for joining us tonight, Miss Anna. Glad you're enjoying the net. All right, we'll go back to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA 4 RM. I'm Robert in Easley, negative and negative.
KP. In Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW Ridge and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Easley, AA 4 RM. And Robert is our net controller for Monday nights. He and I trade different Mondays about each month, and he will be calling the net tomorrow night. So please join us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for Mr. Robert calling the net. Then I'd like to welcome Richard, checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. Is there anyone else in the group? Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Again, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4VWA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Steve. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Allen, checking in from Piedmont, K4VKN. Thank you for joining us around the radio, Mr. Allen. All right, anyone else in the group, uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
Number one, X-ray, radio. Michael, I'm mobile in Livonia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Michael, checking in mobile from Livonia, N1XRR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Michael. All right, I'll take a break here and we'll go to Echolink. Echolink stations only that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control, please check in. KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, Simon in Greenville, negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Simon, checking in from Greenville, KZ4TMA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Simon. All right, I'll give one more opportunity here for Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that I've missed for check-ins tonight, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Alpha Romeo, KO4GAR, David, Clover, South Carolina, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in, KE4ZHF. Keith, I missed your location. Do you mind rechecking with your location, please?
Columbus, North Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Keith. I have Columbus, North Carolina. I don't know why that's one I miss a lot. I'll have to work on my ears on that one, Columbus. Anyway, Keith, thank you for checking in tonight. All right, next up I have Mr. David, KO4GAR, and I believe you said you're checking in from Clover. Is that correct?
About 90 miles away.
Thank you, Mr. David. It's good to have you joining us on the radio tonight. All right, at this time, is there anyone else in the group? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney. Over.
TP. Larry Bravo, K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Brian, checking in from Chesney, W4BDR. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next up, I have Tommy, checking in from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight around the radio, Tommy. It's been a great night. So far, we have 57 check-ins. That's excellent for a Sunday. At this time, I would like to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to check and see if Mr. Stephen, KO4OLK, is still listening in.
HTP, this is KO4OLK.
KO4OLK, I was watching today. I was expecting some rain, but I didn't catch any around my house. What was the weather like around your place today?
To my weather station, I ended up with 0.3 inches of rain. I had some pretty good gusty rain and heard some lightning in the distance. And because of that, and preparing to move my rig northward for the rest of the summer, I'm probably going to be taking my antenna down tomorrow, so I will be out of reach and whatnot until sometime about mid-November is the plans.
Well, that is a while to be down. But I understand we're supposed to get some remains of a couple of tropical storms starting tomorrow and the next day, and then there's another tropical storm coming through that will hit us with some lightning as well. What do people generally do to protect the antenna from lightning?
Mobile, and this antenna is attached to the side of my RV. I've got the bottom of it with a peg into the ground, and that's about the best I can do with grounding and whatnot, which is one of the reasons I'm going to take it down tomorrow. The rain tomorrow is not supposed to be nearly as bad as the next day, which is scheduled for about 2 inches worth of rain, and I'm pulling out on Wednesday morning. So I'm going to protect myself by simply taking it down and storing it away.
Sounds like that's a very wise thing to be doing. What kind of information do you collect with your weather station?
With a sensor, I have temperature inside and outside, humidity inside and outside, rainfall, rain rate, wind direction, wind speed, solar intensity, and a barometer reading. And from that, they derive dew point and a few other indications, which are calculated.
Oh, sorry, I'm just full of questions tonight. Kate, what can you tell me a little bit more about the solar intensity? What kind of thing, how is that measured, and what is that for information used for?
Intensity is measured in watts per square meter, and when you have a solar panel or something like that, that has a direct relationship as to how much your solar panels are going to put out for you, or more practically, how fast you're going to get sunburned.
So I'm guessing factors that influence that are nearness of the Earth to the sun, which relates to the season and whether it's cloudy or not, or there's pollution in the atmosphere. What kind of things influence that information?
I wouldn't say everything above, but I also know another one is humidity has a big factor in there. If it's real humid, it tends to reflect and absorb a lot of the UV energy based on humidity, and which is one of the reasons why solar is more effective in dry climates such as Arizona and California than it is over here in South Carolina, where we have a relatively high humidity comparatively.
Is very interesting. So, do you also use the solar panels for power, or are you just a measuring station?
190 watt units attached to my RV, which gives me about a maximum of about 27 amps DC at about 13 and a half volts. Over the last couple of days, I had the battery charger turned off, was running strictly on solar, and collected over about 250 watts worth of solar energy just from the sun for free.
Nice. Fun to hear about this. So you don't really have to hook up to power, it sounds like.
DC power, which is good for lights and that sort of thing, but if I want to run an air conditioner, I'm going to need a whole lot more power than that. So AC shore power still runs my three AC units, the hot water heater, the microwave, and that sort of thing, but my TVs and lights and all is all DC.
Great. Well, I'm learning some interesting things tonight. Any other interesting stuff you want to tell me about?
Oh, I just wanted to let the group know that they're not hearing from me for about the next few months, that I'm still alive. I'm just moving around. I'll be north and northeast of us, exploring up around Elkhart, Indiana, Creation Museum, Sight and Sound Theater. My wife wants to visit with the Amish up there. And then we'll be moving up into the northern tip of Maine to visit with a sister. And then the plan is to let the leaf color chase us back down to Greer.
That sounds like a very pleasant trip, and I hope it is relaxing and a safe drive for you for sure. And it is good to know we won't expect to hear from you over the radio waves until November. But remember, we are on Echolink if you want to check in from time to time. So thanks a lot, Mr. Stephen, for checking in. Do you have any other comments for us tonight?
That'll do it for me. So KO4OLK signing off. You guys have a great night. 73s.
KN4HTP, KO4OLK, you have a good night too, and enjoy the fall color. I'm already dreaming of fall. All right, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to check and see if I've missed anyone else for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf. KO4, ISG, Danny. Over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. 73. Good night, good net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize Mr. Danny, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for checking in tonight. That's an excellent way to the end of the net. Good night and good net. And I hope you have a good night out your way as well, Mr. Danny. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow night, Monday night, our friend Robert, and I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the net starts. And the net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. So please stand by. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everybody.